We've warned about it for a long time. We've talked about it over and over again. These designer babies, this sci-fi fantasy. Well, it's here. LifeNews.com has a report on it right now in England that scientists are creating the first three-parent babies, not baby, but babies, in Britain, turning children into spare parts. This is the exact thing that we've been warning about for the past several weeks, several months, and approximately over a year. Turning children into spare parts. What happens when science can mass produce babies? Like a production line of children. I'll tell you what happens. Children no longer, number one, they're no longer valued. Let's just put it that way. Let's leave it at that, because this is sad. A Newcastle fertility clinic has been given a license by the Human Fertilization and Embryology Authority to carry out the controversial three-parent baby technique. It is the first time such a license has been granted in the UK. The next step in the two-stage licensing process will be to consider the application relating to an individual parent. Children as commodities. This is infuriating. This depressing but entirely foreseeable development puts into practice a technique known as pro-nuclear transfer. This technique involves the gutting and destruction of two embryos to create a third, combined embryo, a clone of one of the first two, who will have no genetic parents. Are you listening? In the ordinary sense, early human beings are treated by scientists as mere commodities, and the would-be parents, with their encouragement, are more concerned with ensuring quality in any child born than the reverence for the gift of human life. And do you know where that's going to end us up at? You will have a ruling elite that will throw us, the humans, away. And that means kill us. Because they'll just frickin' produce more. And they don't even need parents. They'll do it all through science. They'll call this the evolution of science. As they slaughter us all. And treat us as commodities. Like we are slaves. You have to recognize that baby farming is a bad thing. If you don't, then you don't understand the value of human life. And why God created us. Why evolution is a myth. Evolution has brought us to this point. And no, I'm not talking that evolution is a fact. The theory of evolution has brought mankind to the incredible reasoning that human life can be treated as a commodity. This is what happens when you indoctrinate students as though they're just formed out of a monkey's ass. Embryos used for spare parts. As so often with such development, safety concerns, which bodies such as the HFEA claim to be paramount, are set aside. Actual interference in the germline, which could affect countless future generations, is now permitted in this country, where so many other countries sensibly restrict it. The granting of this license entrenches the idea that eggs can be bought from women who will be cut off from their children, to whom they also will have some genetic link. It worsens the situation for embryos, who are merely valued as sources of spare parts for improved embryos designed for would-be parents, who are in fact the full genetic parents of the embryo who is cloned and destroyed. And of course, such procedures do not even attempt to treat the mitochondrial problems. Some dishonestly claim they do. Removing the hand of God from creation. And science is going to do that. We're going to see baby farming and we're going to see designer babies. And it's starting in the UK. Giving science the ability to treat human beings as commodities has to make you wonder what special interests they're serving. or who is paying for the research. No one ever really thinks about that. But a lot of times it's the special interests who have this idea, and the scientists or researchers end up carrying it out because they want a paycheck. Treating human beings as commodities is slavery. Make sure you get this out. The UK practically just approved baby farming. This is a nightmare scenario, and it's just gone live. God bless and carry on.